Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. So you're binging another show, are you? What
well,
you watching?
This is my favorite show that we talk about, The Love After Lockup, that am just obsessed with.
What?
A brand new season came out on Friday, and so I watched it, and all new couples. We have a few couples that we've been following already, but this is my favorite show, mostly because it makes me feel better about my life. But there is one character on the season that I had to tell you about.
Hold on quick, for people that have no idea what the show is, these are people
that's essentially
that got
exactly
out of prison?
What the title sounds like. It's Love After Lockup. So they find love while they're in the clink, right?
Okay.
So
all
people write into websites. Like, you can find a love match for you by prisoner websites where you're like, oh, they look like they're for me. And then they can write back to you and you can form a relationship just like you would on any dating app, right?
Have you tried this?
No, this is why it makes me feel better about my life, because I'm not about to do that, because that's dangerous, Jeremy.
Not necessarily. They go in there, okay. They learn their lesson, they reevaluate their life, they find God, they get an education.
Of all the things that you come at me for, this I never expected you to be.
You're not
okay
having luck anywhere else. Why wouldn't you try this?
No, I'm having just
There's
fine
probably some
luck.
Decent people that
no,
come
this,
out.
No, I'm not going to do this. Like, okay. That's the whole point
anyway,
of why I watch.
Right.
But one of the ladies on the show, one of the characters, she is so funny. First of all, you have to have subtitles on to hear what she says, because she is just, it is so hard to piece together what she's saying. But she has a side business called Inappropriate Waffles. It's
Hold
the best
up.
Thing ever. It is the best thing
Is this
ever.
Like I can
it's
go
exactly
to dot com?
What you can what you can imagine.
Should I look it up on my work computer?
In breakfast form. It is fabulous. Like, and she makes a lot of money. Like, she's on social media and
up.
She takes orders all month long, and then one day a month she sits in her kitchen and whips up her inappropriate waffles. And it's exactly what you think it is. And it is
I'm going to look
so
it up on my
funny.
Phone
you
just because I want that on my algorithm
yeah,
for the rest of my life.
You probably do, exactly. But it just made my whole day, because I've always been a huge believer in you can pretty much make anything a waffle. Sweet, savory, candy-like, whatever you want. But she made them into shapes that are fun and for bridal showers and, you know, those
it's not,
types
look,
of
it's
things.
Not doing it.
Well, not, it's not, like, it's just her side business. Like,
so there's no inappropriatewaffles.com.
I imagine, there you go. There's
right?
a URL for
Is
you
it
to get.
On Instagram?
Yeah. So it's like her Instagram side business she does. And
Whoa.
She takes orders all month long, and then she just whips them up in her kitchen. And
what
it
a great
is fabulous.
Little side hustle.
Oh, my goodness. Like, immediately got my attention. I started looking it up, and I don't think I'd ever order one of these inappropriate waffles.
They'd be great
Never.
For, like, bachelorette parties
exactly.
or something.
Exactly. There's always a need for them, so and they're fun to just peruse the website, you know? Like, ooh, I wonder.
I'm bumming. I can't get it to pull up on anything right now.
No? Okay. Well, like,
but
I was just
imagination
like,
is running
well,
wild.
Yeah, like, for me, I was like, wow, that's a really big waffle maker to make something like that. You know? I'm just saying. Just saying. You might even need two waffle makers to make that one. No?
I have a small
no?
waffle maker. Oh.
Sherwin Williams has identified the loneliest color, which is essentially the color that just sits on the shelf. It rarely gets purchased. It rarely gets plugged into the little color code machine for you to go paint your walls with it. And they're calling it the loneliest color. And the color is called offbeat green. And it looks like broccoli or asparagus soup. When I first saw it, I was like, that's like an 80s Ninja Turtle cartoon character. It is like a green, green, green color. They describe it as vivid citric lime green that reflects a growing desire for individuality.
Blah. Looks like pea soup.
It looks like pea soup. It's a really bad color.
Like, that's split pea soup all day.
So now they're just having fun with it, and they have buckets of it that you can go buy, gallons of it, called the loneliest color. And for what it's worth, they're trying to raise the profile by working with LeBron James, his foundation. They're going to be using it at the headquarters of the foundation, including the front door
but
of the
why?
Place.
But we don't
why?
Need to do that. It's not a good color to look at. Like, let's be honest, it's the really loneliest bad. Color for a reason.
it's like if you eat a ton of broccoli or asparagus and have diarrhea. That's what it looks
well,
like.
Well, it's not inviting. And I understand this whole, let's save mom and pop businesses on social media with that kind of, right? But something like this, why do we need an ugly color to be popular? We have to look at this, guys.
If you order Offbeat Green, you're also going to be entered into a sweepstakes for a chance to win a basketball signed by LeBron James, some limited edition apparel, and a $1,000 Sherwin-Williams gift card. So you can go buy new paint to cover up that paint is what you're going to do.
Are we really this sad for this color?
You know what?
It's lonely.
The only thing I like about this is killer marketing for sure. Sherwin-Williams. Which is a hard brand to say for me.
I'm lonely, too. Can we get some kind of LeBron James sign something for me?
Let's paint you green. We'll call you our little ninja turtle. Oh, poor lonely
Katie. The loneliest Katie.